From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. People who give blood in Idaho helped save the life of Chandra Sterner in September. Chandra gave birth to her son Kyler in Twin Falls this fall, and she started bleeding uncontrollably. For the next 4 days through seven surgeries, doctors tried to find out where she was bleeding internally. Chandra was kept alive thanks to blood donated by people in Boise and Pocatello and Twin Falls. And by the time doctors found the problem, Chandra had needed close to 90 pints of blood. That's 11 gallons. This is what kept her alive. Now, fortunately for Chandra and other people who need blood, Idaho and Montana are two of the top producing blood states in the entire nation. And because of that, the Red Cross is building two new blood donation centers in Idaho, one in Nampa and one in Twin Falls. Joining us today to talk about all of this is Twin Falls mom, Chandra Sterner, and the CEO of the American Red Cross of Idaho, Montana, and East Oregon, Nicole Syrick-Irwin. I want to thank both of you for coming on the program today.
Great to be here, Jim.
So, Chandra, I want to start with you. I told just a little bit about your story. You went into the hospital in Twin Falls to give birth. What do you remember about what happened next?
So I went in there and I know I labored for 29 hours and we had to make the decision to go in for a C-section. During my C-section, I do remember that I started to bleed out and the doctors were just in a huge rush just to make sure that they could have my consent to do whatever they could do to save my life and who would be in charge of making medical decisions for me. And then they had put me to sleep. When I had woke up 4 days later is when I discovered that I had lost as much blood as I had. And my sister that works for the Red Cross, my cousin, she got in contact with me and we instantly started organizing a fund so that we could do a give back drive and just try to help with all the blood that I had received during my 4 day stay at the hospital. And we were able to recover not as much, but we did get 60 units, but so Chandra, the rest of the stay is quite a blur.
Well, I would say so. And how are you doing and how is your sweet baby doing today?
I'm doing really good. I'm back to work full time and kind of trying to start living our normal life again. My baby is a little chunk. He is almost 20 pounds at 3 months old. And he's just the easiest baby. He definitely gave us a run for our money to get here, but he's making our lives pretty easy.
Oh, so good to hear. So, Nicole, I think that it is incredibly safe to say that people who give blood to the Red Cross truly saved Chandra's life.
Absolutely. 88 units. And the human blood body holds about 10, to give you some perspective.
Wow. So, Nicole, I mentioned that Idaho is one of the top producing blood states in the country. I had no idea.
We're very reliable. Idahoans really show up. It doesn't matter if it's 50 degrees below zero, they'll show up for their blood drive. So they've really proven to be one of the most reliable blood sources in the country.
And so, Nicole, is this why the Red Cross has decided to build these two new blood donation centers in Idaho?
Absolutely. So we're going to be building a new site in Napa and Twin Falls. The Napa site will be in addition to our Boise site. And we will have 17 beds, including 6 for platelets. And platelets are also important for those undergoing cancer treatments.
And Nicole, for folks who maybe haven't given blood before, kind of walk us through that process if you go to one of these centers.
Yeah. So it's the best thing is to go on our website or download the app and make an appointment. You'll have a really great customer service experience. There's one very near you. I guarantee it. And so you sign up and it takes about 30 to 45 minutes and a platelet donation takes about 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Chandra, I want to bring you back into the conversation. You had mentioned that after your experience in the hospital and needing as much blood as you did, that you and your family organized a blood drive in Twin Falls. What was that like for you to give back in this way to the community? And why was that so important for you?
You know, it was so important to me because I also have 3 older kids at home who kind of went through a different trauma because we couldn't tell them about the situation as it was happening. So it was really awesome to be able, I made sure that all of my kids got to see, if not all of it, at least a portion of it when my girls got out of school. I was able to explain to them that all these people giving blood are able to save so many lives. And that if it wasn't for people donating, then I wouldn't be here today. And so it really gave them a wider perspective to know that it's a great thing. And both of my twins, they both agree that they would love to donate blood when they're older. They're a little scared of needles right now, but I think it'll do great because so many of my family, the doctors, hospital, everybody showed up, everybody donated, and my family alone wants to make it kind of like a lunch get together, except it's just going to be a blood donation get together and consistently donate once I'm able to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Chandra, I mean, it had to have been just mind blowing to wake up after 4 days and to hear the story of what had happened to you. I mean, take us back to that. I can't fathom what that must have been like to know that you were, you know, on the brink of death, frankly, and thank goodness for these blood donors.
Yeah, absolutely. So waking up, it was very traumatizing. Had no clue what happened. I saw my parents. They were the first two people that I saw when I woke up. And I mean, at that point, I didn't even know if my baby made it out alive, where my spouse was. I didn't know what day it was, and I didn't know anything. So it was really difficult to wake up and not know anything that's going on. I knew where I was, but that was about it. It was really relieving at the hospital, seeing all the doctors come in, and there was no hiding emotions. It was such a raw moment that everybody just really conjoined together, and we all share the same story, just a different perspective now. And it's helped me meet so many great people, just to really look at life in a different perspective. There's really no time to wait to do anything. Whatever you plan to do, just do it. You know, you just never know if you have the time or not.
Yeah. And Nicole, before we wrap up, I mean, I think Chandra's story puts in just such great perspective as to why there is, you know, there is such a need for people to donate blood if they can.
Yeah, there's no substitute for human blood. So we do rely on donations. And there's a lot of ways to help as well. You know, the two centers that we're building, it's going to be a $2 million investment. So we're looking for funds for that. But we also have some great volunteer opportunities for blood drives. We actually have volunteers who transport our blood. We have a number of volunteer opportunities in our disaster services. And I just ask everyone also to maybe consider making this part of your holiday tradition to give blood or find ways to support the need for that life-saving blood.
And Nicole, how old do you have to be to donate blood?
16 in the state of Idaho.
Okay. I just have a 14-year-old that keeps asking, so now I know. I want to thank both of you so much for coming in. Chandra, thank you for sharing such a personal story with us. We so appreciate it. And Nicole, thank you for telling us more about these two new centers. Again, we've been talking with Twin Falls mom, Chandra Sterner, and the CEO of the American Red Cross of Idaho, Montana, and East Oregon, Nicole Syrick-Irwin, about the Red Cross building two new centers in Idaho. Thank you both so much.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.